A goal of mine has been to report a bill that will be acceptable in a bipartisan way.
Kansas Senator Jerry Moran presiding over the Senate Agricultural Appropriations Subcommittee, which on Tuesday approved its version of the fiscal year 2016 spending bill for the Agriculture Department and Food and Drug Administration. The bill is $65 million less than this current year, but Moran said,
"The investments made in this bill reaffirm our commitment to being at the forefront of production agriculture and to provide our rural communities the ability to compete both here and abroad."
The bill adds money for ag research, assures enough for farm loan programs, rejects proposed cuts to technical conservation assistance for farmers, but as in every appropriations bill, there are some policy strings attached. For example,
the bill prevents the Farm Service Agency from closing county offices.
Also, it limits the government's upcoming dietary guidelines to strictly nutritional information. The bill will be taken up Thursday by the full Senate Appropriations Committee, chaired by Mississippi Senator Thad Cochran, who said,
"I'm confident the committee will pass that on with its blessings to the full Senate."
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.